Because when I'm here, I'm just Bill Cooper. I'm talking to you from my heart. When I'm on the radio, I am on a mission. And that mission is to slap people upside the head and wake them up and even make them hate me, if that's what it takes to get them to go examine what I'm telling them to find out that it's right.
The truthfulness of what you're about to hear. Because it is so important, not only that you understand it and believe it, but that you act upon it.
And now we're being bombarded with messages that Osama bin Laden is planning to attack the United States of America. And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order.
I did not believe that the government would use me in that way. I had devoted my whole life to government service. I had been in the Air Force. I was in the Navy. I was a river patrol boat captain in Vietnam. But over the years, I've done a lot of research. What I've discovered is there's no proof existing anywhere that extraterrestrials are real or that have ever visited this planet.
The right track is don't believe anybody. Don't believe me. Don't believe George Bush. Don't believe anyone. You got to go out and you got to get proof in your hand before you can believe anything. And to do otherwise today is the biggest mistake that anyone can ever make.
One of the biggest misconceptions in this country is what this country is all about, who founded it, for what purpose, and most specifically, what it is that we're all looking for.
There is no such thing as an ozone layer. What is it called? Because what are these? These are ions. Ozone is an ion of oxygen. It's called the ionosphere. So why don't these freako environmentalist liars call it what it is, the ionosphere? Because it would be the truth, and we can all prove that the ionosphere is not disappearing.
You watch me every day of my life. If anything happens to me, you don't have to do any more research. You know damn well everything I'm telling you is true. And they don't want you to know that, so they're not going to touch me unless they can make it look like an accident where you will believe that it's an accident. And I'm telling you right now, they know how to make people die of heart attacks, strokes, brain hemorrhages.
Why won't you believe millions of people who are telling you that they have seen these craft flying in the air, that they're metal, that they are intelligently guided, that they are real, and that they demonstrate a technology beyond anything that we know of publicly anyway? I can tell you that we have this technology in the United States. It is being flown in an area called Area 51, Groom Dry Lake, in the Nevada Test Range in the state of Nevada.
It is not our government, though you have to understand, that is doing these things. It is not our government that's failing us. It's not the Constitution or the Bill of Rights that's a bad instrument. It is a group of men who belong to secret societies, who have infiltrated our society and our government at all levels and are destroying it and subverting it from within.
You see, the CIA created Osama bin Laden. They recruited him. They trained him. They found his leadership. They brought them all together.
Digesting all this information, reading all of these letters from people of every kind of background that you can imagine, every race, every religion, every kind of agenda. And believe me, there's an awful lot of agendas going on in this country that are dangerous.
There is lots of evidence, tons of it in fact, that there are a group of people collectively known as the Illuminati who want us to believe in some extraterrestrial threat from space so that they can cause a world government, you know, bringing together of all the people to resist that external threat.
The clear understanding that President Kennedy was killed by William Greer, the Secret Service agent driving his limousine in the motorcade. These documents disclosed to me that the people involved in the assassination, the Office of Naval Intelligence, the Secret Service, Division 5 of the FBI, and the Central Intelligence Agency. The reason stated was that he was a security risk, that he had ordered them to stop the sale and importation of drugs.
According to the documents that I saw, his assassination was ordered by the Policy Committee of the Bilderberg Group, which is really the secret world government, and was carried out by agents of Division 5 of the FBI, the Secret Service, the Central Intelligence Agency, and the Office of Naval Intelligence, of which I was a part.
The major controlling membership of these secret societies is a group known as the Round Table of Nine. They are the heads of the most powerful banking families in the world.
Every secret brotherhood, every secret society, every mystical temple, every occult organization teaches the Luciferian philosophy. They are atheists in the strictest sense of the word. They are humanists. That's their religion.
President John F. Kennedy found out somehow that the CIA was behind the drug smuggling and the sale of drugs to the American people. And if you'll remember correctly, that was the years that the hippie movement began and the flower children began to come out, where they found solace was drugs.
What they call UFOs, these craft that fly around the sky, are real. But they're not piloted by some little green guy from some other planet. They're owned and operated by the United States of America for one, the Soviet Union for another.
A mystery always holds sway over those who don't understand it. And the priesthood was born. No king ever existed without the permission of the priesthood. And I don't care what religion you're talking about or what period of history you're talking about, it is the truth. The kings never had the power and don't to this day. Kings exist at the whim of the real power, which is the priesthood standing behind the throne.
The purpose of the importation and sale of illegal drugs to the American people was to finance the alien-connected projects and other black projects which they knew they could not take to Congress for funding.
There is an apathy that is running rampant in this country that is deadly. We are truly now, at this moment, a nation of sheep. And ladies and gentlemen, I assure you that sheep are always led to the slaughter. Thank you.